course for dinner. So in order to get into the topic, a very broad and vast topic that spread around many different Gemaras, I think there's seven Gemaras that talk about it, we have to have slowly get into the concepts and analyze a few Hakdamas to dinner of our precedent. So let's start with our first Shaila. Maaseh Shehayah. And we have this secretary. And she's been working in the business, the educational institution, for more than 4 years. Halfway through the fifth year, she gets fired. And now she makes a claim in Beis Din that they owe her, firstly, Pitsuin.
That's an error as well.
Yeah. Secondly, they owe her that they didn't realize that she was pregnant at the time. And you can't fire somebody who's pregnant. And therefore she deserves wages, full wages, for the period of time that she's pregnant. And only afterwards she gets pitsum, so she's claiming 5 years pitsum. Where's this coming from? It's Chok HaMedina, the law of the country, of Chok Avoza, Bein Mavid Ve'Oved, between the employer and employee, that dictates that this is what she deserves. So what does the institution reply? In Beis Din said, look, we're in Beis Din, we're a Chaimish institution, and we're not interested in the laws of the country. This is Halacha, and Halacha never says anywhere that you're entitled to any of these months she claims that you're saying. So that is a shaila that's come, and it's very common to come.
Is it relevant if they knew she was pregnant or didn't know she was pregnant?
They say it doesn't make a difference to Gabi Chok HaMedina whether you knew a pregnancy or not.
So we're not bringing in anything about Minhag HaMedina here.
Yeah, we're going to discuss a bit about Chok and Minhag and how they interact with each other. Okay. So, who's correct? Are you machayev or not machayev to pay these claims? So let's see the Shuta Rashba, who has maybe a similar shayla. Maybe we can learn something from it. Shayla, Maisa Hoya, there's a Maisa, but Reuven, she hisia is bitter, Leah, Lishimon. Reuven had a daughter, Leah, he married her off to Shimon. You take Leah, you take also a dowry that came in. And they had a daughter in that marriage. What happened afterwards? Mesa Leah, Leah was Nifta, the wife. And then afterwards the daughter was Nifta. The Asha of Omad Reuven comes along with the father-in-law. But Tova Bidine Hagoyim Shiyasalosa Momin Hanutunya. And he carries a claim in the Beis Din, using the laws of the Goyim, that you should give back the money, you give back the dowry. Shikasa him there, Bitter. Because the law at that time of the country where they were living, it was just that. I give you a dowry with a daughter. If there's no longer a daughter, there's no longer dowry. So the dowry goes back. That's what he's making his claim. Give it back. Based on the law. Vava bizbal yorishes ishto. Even though halachically in the Torah, when a wife dies, the husband inherits her. But Ava is bitterly, he also inherits his daughter. But then Israel, so what's your claim? Halacha doesn't say like you. Says the father-in-law, no, we should ignore the Torah halacha over here. Why? Kivashar kol yodim. everybody knows, everyone in this town knows where we live. Shehim Holkem Bitzina Egoyim, what the laws, what the customs, and the halot, what the statutes of the laws of the country are called Nose Isha. Therefore, whenever you get married, Ki'ilu hit the came is Ki'ilu, you made that condition that the marriage is based on this law. So, the Rashba is saying, let's figure out what the Rashba is saying. The Rashba is saying that we've got a case. Reuben gave a dowry with his daughter to Shimon. The daughter was Nifta. The law of the country where they're living says, give a dowry to the daughter, the daughter's no longer alive. Then the dowry returns, but halacha says when a wife is nifta, the husband inherits. So it's a stira, a conflict between the law of the country and halacha. So why should you follow the law? Says the father-in-law, you should follow the law because everyone knows that this is the law over here. And that's what people do. So therefore when you get married, it's our task game that you're getting married to follow this law. That's his claim. Now what mechanics is the father-in-law trying to use that would say halakhically he's correct? What's he trying to say? Is he trying to say dinam achas of din, or is he trying to say something else?
A hesker.
He's saying agreements. Because it's Hashem. We got married al das gain, which means I'm buying you as a wife. You're bringing in money as I take you as a wife. You've got to bring money in. Our task came that we made this agreement that we're going to follow the certain rules. Yeah. So let's see this out. And maybe he's correct. See the Rambam. The Rambam, Hilchos Isha, says the following. Kol hamatna amash kosta b'torah tanai bottom. If you make a tanai in conflict with laws in the Torah, that are against the laws of the Torah, make tanoim which don't fit the laws of the Torah, it doesn't work. Chutz v'dovu shavamonu. Except for when you're talking about mandatory matters. Mandatory matters, Torah gives you certain rules and obligations. If you make a fairish tanoi to circumvent those rules, it works. V'chei im hitna, therefore, if you make a tanoi, imar, make with the wife. Shemesa blobonim yachsa nechosa lebesa via hakol kaim. So if you make it tonight with your wife, that when you get married, that if you happen to die, the wife, and without children, then all the money which is brought in by dowry will go back to the father-in-law. It works, because what type of tonight is? Is it tzai against Israel? Is it tzai against or tzai in Mominus? What is the tzai? Mominus, so therefore, tzanoim and Mominus work.
It's interesting that tzai has to be with the wife and not her father.
What?
It's interesting that tzai has to be with the wife and not her father.
Yeah. V'anosa stam, and somebody who marries somebody stam, kosa v'anosa kamina nagadina, goes according to what the minag is in the place. Now what does minag medina mean? Let's get the concepts correct over here. If you don't speak out conditions, then you go according to minag medina. Why?
Assumption.
It's assumption. It assumes that an unspoken condition is spoken. It's ki'ilu, there's a condition. Because that's the minag over here. So we've got a rule. You can't make conditions against the Torah. But in Mormonists you can. Mormonists give you the right, you can override them with a condition if you speak it out. And sometimes even if you don't speak out the condition in Mormonists, you still override what naturally Torah would say in such a situation if it's a minog of this place, that this is how we act in this financial agreement. Because ki'ilu, there's a tanai spoken out, and tanai in Mormonists always works. So therefore it works, even if you don't speak out, because it's ki'ilu tanai. Minog of how people practice over here. Yeah. In Mormonist contracts, which over here. Yeah. So therefore, based on these two principles, which the Rambam says, Tanoim work in Momus, and even unspoken Tanoim work if this is the practice in this area, because the Ivu spoke it out. So then we go back to the Rashba Shaila, and then we'll get back to Asha. The Rashba says, the father law says, we got, yeah, I gave you my daughter with a dowry, we didn't speak anything out, but now she's nifter, I want it back. Based on what? Not because of a halacha. Halacha doesn't allow me to take it back, because halacha says you know it. But what I want to use, what mechanics I want to say that even halacha will allow me to take it back, what mechanics?
Heskin.
A heskin. What's the heskin? That says that it's ke'ilu, we spoke at that marriage, that if the daughter dies without any children, then the dowry goes back. Why? Even though I didn't speak it, ke'ilu I spoke it, because that's the law of the land over here. That's our practice.
Wait a minute. One,
so it's a good question what the father-in-law is saying. Yeah?
There's one problem. The Tanai doesn't work by Yerusha. I can't be Masna and Hilka Yerusha.
I'm not saying that I yours. What's the Tanai? He's not
the,
saying yours.
But
what's
the
Tanai Yerusha? Let's tackle straight away matters.
Matters.
What does a Tanai in Yerusha say? Yerusha says the son inherits. So you make a Tanai and says, you know what? There's inheritance going on. And who's going to inherit? Not the son, that's daughter. Oh, that doesn't work. But here, that's not what the Tanai is saying. What's the Tanai saying? Tanai saying, what?
I never gave you the money.
I'm giving you money now, that's mine, on condition that you have ownership of this money under certain conditions.
Ah, but that's
what?
Why I pointed out.
What did he say?
The Tanai is with the wife, not the father.
What's the condition? That the money is coming here from me to you. That if listen, second answer, I have no children, then it goes back over here. You can have ownership, calls them on, that there's, we're married together or we have children. If not, then it goes back. So of course,
that
works.
Would be good if the knee was the father, but the
doesn't
knee
make
is
a
the
difference.
Daughter here.
It doesn't make
the
a difference.
Daughter,
what
the daughter's dead. She can't tell us what to do with her husband.
But it doesn't matter. We're talking about what happens at the time when the agreement was made, which was at the time of marriage.
So I can say, I can say that
I'm giving you money now on condition. Reuven, because I'm giving you money now on condition that you have to give it to Shimon if Reuven dies. That's what Reuven said. Yeah.
You can say that.
Yeah.
I'm giving you money now.
Yeah.
Now you have to give it to Shimon.
I have half the Shimon ownership. I'm giving you most ownership. I'm leaving a bit. The condition you've got ownership if you follow these rules.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So therefore, does it work?
Okay. She
had a daughter, and then she was nifter.
Yeah, but that daughter inherited from her, according to the custom of the place.
No, why? Well, the daughter inherits. The husband inherits.
The husband inherits first.
The husband inherits first.
Yeah.
No children. Okay. So, that's actually how it should work. So, let's see what the Rashba answers. And tell me if he's arguing on the Rambam or not. Number three. Says the Rashba Klal. Lignor gain mipnei shu mishpat goyim, to follow a minhag because it's the law of the land. Be'emes nirali shu osa. Is osa to do that? It's also to follow a minhag because it's the law. Why is it also? The fishu machake es a goyim, because you're putting some chashivas to the goyim's ideas. Vezesh is the Torah. The Torah says clearly about this. Liftehem and liftehem le goyim. You can only do your halachas in front of Beistim and not in front of goyim. Even if both parties want to go to court, they're over this issa. It's not called, it's not to do with agreements. There's an issa that's to go to court. Even though it's a monetary issue, you still can't go to court because of this issa.
He's extending the issa going
so
to
he's
court,
saying that it's not only also to physically go to court and you're over this issa, but to go and binds your agreements according to the goyish laws also comes under this Ezra. Why? Because the whole concept of Issa is that you can't push away the Torah and say, I'm not interested in the Torah's ways of dealing with. I've got another system which is better. What's the other system better in my eyes? It is the Goyish system. That is that, the essence of the Issa. If that's the essence of Issa, then it doesn't make a difference to you physically in court, or you're just choosing the laws of the going to follow, you're over that concept of the Issa, of saying, Torah, Mahalik is not as good as the Goyish Mahalik. That's, you could over that Issa in two ways, by being in the court, or actually binding yourself according to their rules. I feel love of them, and not only that, he says, not only to follow their rules is also, but even to go to their courts, and go according to your rules is also awesome. So forget what the Rashi was saying. The classic Issa is not to be in court. That's also awesome. But secondary, what's the spitz Issa of Lifnei Hem Velo Lifnei Goyim? What's the spitz definition of Issa? The spitz definition is to say this Merechet, this system of law which the Torah says is not as good as the system of laws which the Goyim says. That's what the classic Issa is. Nothing to do with in court. In the classic one. He says, also, to go to court is also under this concept for them to decide, even if they're deciding according to your laws. That also comes under. But that is a toffel to the Ikka definition. Okay. So therefore he says, it's also to follow their mere chukim and to bind yourself by their laws. And the Mela he paskens. Does the father-in-law get back the Nadunya, get back the dowry or not?
Well,
does he get back the coins of Rashi or the Rashi say? No, but the Rashi actually speaks out. What does the Rashi say?
No.
He says he doesn't, based on this concept.
He says
the father-in-law does not get back the dowry.
Why?
Because the only reason why the father-in-law wants to get the dowry, he says, because we bound ourselves at the time of marriage with the systems of the goyim, and that you can't do. That's awesome. Now, I've got a few questions. You can ask me questions first before I ask you questions.
Okay.
But that's what the Rashi says. Rashi says the dowry doesn't go to the father-in-law because if you give the dowry to the father-in-law, then it'll be an issa of lifnei mele lifnei goyim.
But even if it's usur for them to have that minhag, Lumaisa was minhag Medina. So it should still be assumption.
So Matis asked my first question. Okay. You're not allowed to do it. But you did it.
You did it.
So if you did it, so it should work.
We don't know that they did it. Some, it no longer say some, they did it according to the Dino to cover it up.
So Shmuel saying. Shmuel saying. That if you would speak it out, then Matzis is correct. You're over Nisa, but the Maisa that's what you did. So you have to follow through, but you're over Issa, right? But Shmuel said, our case was where you didn't speak it out. So you just got married. And we say, well, the father is saying is that we, the stammer, put this in as a condition. Would you say that you stop putting a condition? You wouldn't stop putting a condition, which is also in the Torah to do. So therefore, we would say some to put this condition in. So therefore, but says Shmuel, that you're not over this, you can't get it back because this condition wasn't here, even though it's the min of this place, the condition wasn't here, because to follow this condition and put it into your agreement would be awesome.
I hear the part between the word minhag and the word din. The Rambam, he said that this would work. The Gimel, he said, anosif stam kosev, anosif to minhag and minhag. If it's
Kamina
that's okay.
Well, also the Rashba says,
he said,
the no, no, Kain, li no, hey, Kain, Minag,
but
nay, Shu Mishpat.
Right, Nay, Shu Mishpat, exactly.
Yes.
His focus is why the problem is on the din. We're doing it because that's their
halakha. You got a minhag over this
place.
You got a
minhag.
What started? But what started the minhag?
I don't think that's relevant. I think the point is
what started the minhag? The law. So the Rashi is saying, if the source of the minhag is from the law, it's also to follow such a minhag.
And and the Rambam would agree.
And the Rambam is saying. Okay. Okay. So you're saying there's no conflict. There's no conflict. Yeah. Right. Now, I have one more question at this stage. The Rashba, which I haven't quoted over here because it's a long piece, goes on and further and says, and even if you spoke out the Farish, and you say, at the time of marriage, we're getting married, you're getting the dunya, you should know. We're getting married based on the laws of the country. Whatever the laws of the country says our relationship is, we're following. Says the Rashba, you still can't get the money back.
Because it's in laws.
Now the question is, why?
Yeah.
You've done it, it's fine. But why? You made the condition. So why? You've over this by making the condition. But that is... Tiny moments you can. We're not discussing yet the dealing with this. I said it's an introduction to dealing with this. And then we're discussing agreements using the law. Okay.
If they're doing it, the DNA of going, that's actually an issue. Of
Lifnei and Lifnei going. Yeah. Oh, Lifnei. Oh, that's the makar of this. A Lifnei and the Lifnei.
Yeah. But it's an issue.
Oh, okay. So let me introduce you a second case, a very short case. A bit in the under the yoma, okay. This time of year, there's something called something very not so nice, very smelly, but happens every so often. You have to follow, go through it. It's the parsha called Bechirot. And often in Bechirot, inside the mice is right like this, is that a person says, I'm going to run for Rosh Hashanah. Another person says, I also want to run for Rosh Hashanah. And they're chasing really the same client, so to speak. You know, they represent really the same. So they're going to just take away from each other. So Reuven wants to be Rosh Hashanah, Shiva wants to be Rosh Hashanah, and they've both got the same. What's it called?
Constituencies.
They've got the same constituency. So Reuven goes to the Shiva and says, look, pull out and I'll make a deal with you. You pull out and if I win, then you can come Gizbor here.
Gizbor is what?
Treasury. So Shiva said to Shiva, pull out, come Gizbor here. And Reuven wins an election. Okay, so now Shimon says, look, time to fill your condition, which you made. Shimon says, well, I can't just choose you as Gizmo here anymore because I've got other commitments of it. But you made that condition. So we're not going to go into those halachas. Okay, there's certain aspects of the halacha we have to see whether it's hard. We're going to go into one concept. Yeah. So made a condition, let's say it works and there's no problem, King's problem, okay, it's a tonight. So the Chora, does he have to fill this condition or not? If it's a valid condition, what does he have to do? Take it to base then. Say you're not fulfilling. Yeah? So he has to fill it. So this Shiloh came in front of Rabbi Yashin, Sutta. And he says there's a Shulchan Aruch. What's the Shulchan Aruch? Says like, what's the Shulchan Aruch? And Hilchas Gvis Milva says, Im Oma Amanat Shlo Ye Bechov Zeh Din Sidu. If he says, I'm lending you money, on condition that if you default some paying, then I can come and collect from you, with the conditions that there's no halachos of being misadrin the Baal Chov applying to. Normally, the Torah says, hey, I owe you money, but I've got no money to pay, I only got certain assets, my bed, for certain kelim which I use for my business. So the Torah says, well, you can't take the kelim which he needs for his business. That's the panosim. You can't take his bed that he needs to sleep on. The only certain assets you can take. That's called sitter the baltov. That's a Torah halacha. So the guy says, you know what? And let you on condition that you don't have these protections. So it's a dovah shemamam, and it should work. It should work. Dovah shemamam. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Einamo, it doesn't work. To have a mat a marshal called Torah. That is called being making a tanai against Torah, which is not valid. So it's like saying, I'm a nash and so shvias. That's like saying that on condition that shmita doesn't cut off the phone. It's the same thing. Even though it's momentous, it doesn't work because even though there's momentous deal with doing, but there are halachas isurim attached to it, which are not momentous. And you're trying to say not to change our financial status. You're trying to say these isurim, which apply to our momentous relationship, shouldn't apply. That you can't. That's called matnabashkosera on a dobe shabbat isa, not dobe shabbat mom. Yeah. So therefore. Therefore, it's not valid even in such a case. So, when they ask Rabbi Yashiv, he says, number 5, Shalti Shayla says, Morana Gon Rabbi Yashiv, Zapsal, for Omeli, Shatanai Botu, the original condition wasn't valid in the first place. Pull out of the lechems, and I'll make you a gizboy here, it's not valid. Why? Shubimina Siburi, because when we're talking about a position that represents the public, you have to appoint that the person in that position that is the best person for the kahal, the kehillah. Kikos of the Torah, because it's written in the Torah. It's a halacha in the Torah, it's a Torah halacha. Sedek, sedek, tirzos. You have to choose the guy who's the most person that is most good for the civil.
Even if it's a woman?
Rega. I'm going to add a sniff to this. I'm not going to let you go away with that. Kivin shetoves hakahal hi lehevi es hamuvluk. Because the toves hakahal is to have the best guy in the position. So to make a deal and say, I'm going to put you there because of this and this and that. Yeah? You make an appointment, not based on what's good for the sibah. What's good for you, you're making an appointment. That you can't do. That's against the Torah. It's not a dovah shabbat momen. It's a dovah shabbat issa. You're going. It doesn't work. Tanai imech v'lechein ha-tanai botel. Therefore, as we say, a matna shabbat ha-tanai to the Torah. If you make a tanai against the Torah, the tanai is botel. The whole agreement is not valid.
The other things were, you choose to be completely.
Yes. Yes. Great. Number three also doesn't help. Great.
But there's a difference between this and the Rashi.
Okay, we'll get that to it. Now, in all of that, you shouldn't get away with what you said.
That's the question.
Yeah, you're trying to create problems. That's it. Remember, the Yashiv is also asked, what's called Tov L'Kahal? So there's a famous story with the stipler. Rosh Hashiva came to the stipler and says, I want the stipler to daven for this person. He gave him the name. So the stipler looked at it for a few seconds and says, this guy's not religious, is he? No. Yeah, but he gave us lots of money for the shiva. He's a tamchi Torah, tamchi Eitz Chaim, he lemachzik in bo. Okay, a great sukkus. It is a great sukkus. Very good sukkus. But you want me to daven that he gets better? Who says that's the best thing for him? At the moment, he's got this great schus. He's going for sorus in the hospital. He's on his deathbed. You want me to daven and gets better? Maybe if I daven and he gets better, he's going to carry on doing every single aver in the book. And he's going to cut down all his schusim which he's had up to now. So even though physically it's best for him, and if you ask him, this is what I want to do, maybe spiritually, ruchnius, it's the worst thing in the world for him to stay alive. So how can I daven? How do I know that's the best thing? You know what? I'm not going to daven he's going to do. I'm going to daven that the best thing should happen to him. So that's for everybody. When you have somebody who says, I give you the best in gush gashmis and gush nius ruch, and the other guy says, look, Yeah, but you give the guests and gashmis, but you don't care about ruchnis. And the other guy says, I'm going to look after your ruchnis, but I'm not so good in gashmis. Then what's called tova sakahal, says Rabbi Yashin, it's toshit to me. Tova sakahal is nothing to do with what's the best guy he's going to give you, the cleanest streets and all that type of stuff. You have to decide only on ruchnis. Ruchnis is the top, and this ruchnis is not the top, even though in other issues maybe it's bottom. The ruchnis is tova sakahal. Whether the kahal like it or not, that's tova sakahal. Okay. Now, let's get back to our Rashi.
That's a damn question.
It's fine. So let's get that Rashi. So, the Rashi says, even if you make him a famous tonight, it still doesn't work. And the Rashi says, why? It's a time moment. So they want the portion of the answer we just answered. Based on this Ralam that we saw over here. Over here, what did we answer? According to this, what? Yeah, which is what? Yeah. It is so. So even though you got making a financial relationship, but in this financial relationship there are isurim which apply as well. It's not just money. There's isurim apply to also the financial relationship. And you can't go against this isurim. So you can't say that, yeah, we're making a financial relationship based on our relationship be built based on the goy's laws. The laws of the chukim, because that by itself is you're doing a tanai against an issa, and tanai against an issa doesn't work. Only tanai against mammon works, not tanai which involves an issa. So therefore, it's not chal, says the Rashi.
There's a difference between Ravyoshev and the Rashi. In Ravyoshev's case, I'm actually doing something osur by being mechayim the tanai. The Rashi would say the thing that was also was to establish the bidding.
To actually say the Tanai is the Issa.
Right, but here,
so therefore a Tanai which in itself is the Issa, of course you can't do.
No, because
it's a course. No,
I know it's
a course again. Madoch, when the actual Tanai is not an Issa, but he's trying to create an Issa.
The actual Tanai
is this
Issa. No,
he's the best guy.
Oh, if he's the best guy, you can use it.
Yes, but not because of the Tanai.
But
so,
the
words of the Tanai could not be an Issa. If he happens to be the best guy, then the words of the Tanai is not the Issa in such a case. But he was an Issa because, at the end of the day, the Tanai you're trying to use, even in the case where you're not the best guy. So therefore, it can. That's called a Tanai against Issa, it doesn't work. Kosher, in the actual words of the Tanai, under all interpretations, is Issa. I will say the Mahalach, the Merechet, the system of the Goy is what governs us, which is the words themselves. No way to mafarish them. They are the Issa itself. For sure, the Tanai doesn't work. There's no way of making that words feasibly, halachically correct. Okay. There's a lot of to. When we have shurim on coalition agreements and government issues, like I said always before, being a lawyer is not a Jewish business, and definitely being a politician is even kal vachomer not a Jewish business, because you're bound to run into hundreds of isurim in these positions, and therefore it's a very dangerous position to be in. Unless you're very, very full of Yiras Shamayim.
If I hire somebody to do an Aveira, and he does the Aveira, so I don't have to pay him?
Not if the condition was there. It's not a serious problem here. So I'm saying it's not a serious problem. I just said back out. It's not a serious problem. Right? Now. So that's the Rashba's Yisod. Now, so everything is outfitted nicely. It's annoying to my mom work, but not when they even involve Isurim. And not only when you don't speak out, even if you speak out, you can't do it because it pours matnad mashakos return. Vela Rashi says you can't give the diary back. So what's the Rambam's case?
There was no Isur there.
Did he mention anything about in the Rambam? Did he mention anything about following the system of the Goy? He just says, I'm giving you money. Now, I've got a problem, and you tell me whether this is a problem. Not a problem yet. Okay. I want to see whether it seems to be to me that there seems to be somebody who argues with us. If you look at number 6. The Torah brings down a Balatrumus, which seems problematic. We'll speak at on the Balatrumus in detail next week. But he says the following words. Kosev Balatrumus. Lova Shachayev Atzmo Bekinin. Somebody borrows money, and he actually mischayev himself at the time of borrowing the money, using a kinyan suda. He says, you know what, if we have any disputes, we'll go and sort them out in the courts. Dine Akim. Good, the Goyish courts.
What's the case?
He borrows money, and at the time of borrowing money, there's a condition made between the lender and the borrower that if there's any dispute between us, we'll go according to the laws of the country.
Ah, okay.
Which seems to be mummish the case of the Rashba saying it's osa and it doesn't work. In yesh chus lamar v'vakach shiyochol liskas v'dinem. If he actually the goyish laws give him a actual benefit, which a halacha wouldn't, ein alove yochol lasibo, that he's bound by that condition. It's a bad condition. Sheimoach akin kolkol. What do you make of Tanai and a kinyan on it? An agreement, financial agreement, you have to follow it, whether you like it or not. And he's got more rights now because of the law, Goyish law. Fine, he's got those rights. Now, tell me, is that an outright steerer to the whole Rashba's concept? The whole Rashba said, is that if you make a tanai in a financial agreement, it's not valid, even if you speak it out, if you're the actual ties that isn't, which says, oh, the system of the Goyim is better. I want to follow theirs. So that's the chur, what the Baal Shum is saying is what the guy's doing. And he said, it is valid. It's from Machlokus. Baal Shum is a Rashba. Whether this condition is valid. He's not, let's say Baal Shum is saying, he's not saying it's mutter. That I can't say he's saying. But he's saying, if you do it, it definitely works. And the Rashba says, even if you do it, it doesn't work.
No, I see a difference.
It's not going to our cause in the Rashba's case. The Rashba, no, it's not going to our cause. He wants to say, even in based in by Rashba, he wants to say that our financial agreement is according to the laws of the Goyish courts, which means you have to give back the dowry. That's what the Rashba is talking about.
I see a difference.
Seems to say, yeah.
Between Tumas and the Rashba. The Rashba is talking about when people are knowing al pidah, so that makes the chilul Hashem. Here we're dealing with a specific Nisiyam transaction that between us it will be more beneficial to use this particular system to arrange for the debt repayment.
But the Rashba,
I'm not saying that this is a.
But the Rashba again, we go back. The Rashba says, no, in any case where you want to follow a minhag and assume you don't want us to go with that system. But even if you speak it out, says the Rashba, it's still not valid. So it's not the Moshe Kodesh. So this is speaking out. Still not valid. Speaking out. Okay. I marry you. Based on the concepts of the law, Goyish law, our financial agreements.
Even, but he's talking about even when there's not the minhag mezuzah.
Even if, yeah, if there's not minhag
mezuzah.
Yes.
Taking it because it's Mr. Gaim, giving hashivas to it. In Tumas case, he said, let's use this tomorrow. And they because it's Gaim.
But how does the Rashba know he's picking it because he wants to? How does he know? How does he know?
He says, we're going to go in front of Dayan Yaakov.
Why are you saying about Shumas? He's not picking the laws, he just wants to have their thing, and he's saying he's picking the laws. Yeah, well, what do you see in one case more than the other? Forget the Baal Shumas is worst case, and he's still saying, well, he's saying, I want to follow the law, I want to go there, I want to go in their courts as well. That's what he says.
The difference here is the kinyan. So now I have to contend with the separate issue that I have a halachic now, issue when it comes to kinyan.
I think the day of your chuppah, you probably don't remember so long. And I'm not sure. Maybe you just, as every chosen is, that's one of the problems of making a kinyan. Okay, so what do you do under your chuppah?
You
say nickname. Yeah, okay, fine. Okay, I mean, I've answered your question.
I think the difference is, in the case of the Rashba, it was in the agreement itself of the kinyan of what the money is, who is he going to go to, versus in this case, it's where it's going to be judged afterwards.
That's worse.
Yeah, the way the Rashi spoke it out, the reasoning behind it, I would say, like you said, is really worse. So we're not just going to follow what they tell us, we're actually going to go there and tell us what to do. Oh, you're making. Okay, fine. Dinehem is not arbitration. Okay. Now, okay, so Pashas at this stage will say it's a machlokas. Pashas is a machlokas. Now, if it's a machlokas, let's see what the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Says the Shulchan Aruch, and this is where I got my problems. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if you look at number 7, the first Shulchan Aruch, Shimon Salva says, Aleph. Hanose Ishva, welcome to the Matinea over the Kovim, Umesa Ishta. You marry a woman in a place where they follow the custom of following the laws of the goyim, and the wife dies. Lo yochol avi ishto, the father no can't say, or any other parent to say, kol anosa ishto das minagu nosa, that would marry the woman based on the laws of the country. We can't do that. We should follow their system. Which means the husband doesn't inherit, so he should go back to the father. No, he can't. Who's that like? The Rashba. That's the Rashba. Clearly like the Rashba. That's the Rashba. But then the next Shulchan Aruch says, in Reish Mem Ches, says the following thing. And here I've got my problem. Shivma Sha'oma, Benichsai Laploni, Ba'achrov Laploni. The Shivma, you know what Shivma is? Somebody's on his deathbed. And whatever he says is either written and therefore it works. He says, my nechosim should go to Reuven. And after Reuven is finished, he dies himself, then it should go to Shimon. Im hoya rishon royosh, the halacha says, if Reuven happened to be somebody who is a yorish, who even halachically deserves something of the nechosim, if he happens to be a yorish, then ein sheinukum. Once you give money to a Yerush, it can't go anywhere else. It goes to Reuven and all his children afterwards. It can't go to Shimon, even though you spoke it out. Reuven and then to Shimon. But if Reuven happens to be a Yerush, it doesn't work to go to Shimon. It only goes to Reuven. Nope. Says the Ramah. V'im osa asvav b'mokash v'nogel ezobakos. But if you're making this will, and these statements in a place where the minhag is to follow the goyish system, and you go to Basin afterwards, Lomin and Jewish, and there we say, don't say like that Torah says in that case that it stays by Reuven and all his family. We say Taka, the goyims recognize it should go to Shimon, then, and you're in a place where they follow that, so it has to go to Shimon. You spoke it out. You spoke it out, Itaka goes to Shimon. Yeah. Does that fit the Rashba? All the Farshim asked the question. All the Farshim asked the question like this. The Halacha says it can't go to Shimon. Comes on the guy and says, Michael, that part of you can't go to Shimon. Says the guy says, I make a condition that goes to Shimon. It doesn't work. But if he says, I make a condition to go to Shimon and it happens to be, this is what they practice over here, then it does work. What? Because it's the goyish laws, then it works. Why does it work? If it doesn't work when you speak it out. So why should, and if you speak it out and it happens to be also the goyish law, then it does work. What do you mean? Goyish law is the reason why it should not work. Not that it should now help it work. Going to the Rashba, which is why he baskins. Goyish law is the reason why anything you say, I'm following Goyish law, it doesn't work. So why over here should it work?
Maybe there are more paskins going to the Rashba.
So you could say the Shulchan Aruch paskin like the Rashba, the Ramah paskin like the Shubas. But then the Shulchan Aruch, when he brings it, the first one down in Shin Samach Tes, the Ramah should speak out and say, no, it's not true. He should argue in Shin Samach Tes. He doesn't argue in Shin Samach Tes. So now we've got a steer in Shulchan Aruch. What place it bustens like the Rashba? That the system of Goyim to apply to your financial issues can't work. And Another place he says that it does. Seems to be like this by the Shubas.
Why is the first time of the Hilchus Kazeus? Why is the first time of the Hilchus Kazeus?
Because you're stealing, if you try to take it, you're stealing from the Yoshim. Yeah. So anyone got an idea how to rectify the two? Look at the two again. I'll give you a bit of time to think. I'm saying it's an outright stealer. And it must be that it's not, because they're both apostates. So what's the differences that you could suggest that says, no, there's no conflict here? So why can't you say the same thing in the Rashba? I'm not really giving you a dowry. I'm just giving you the dowry. Why? The wife is alive. And then it won't be a conflict to Torah. Rashba says you can't. He says that, oh, no, that's Issa. That mat must have gone to Torah. It doesn't work. You're saying good. You're saying good. We have to adapt it.
In the first Shofanara, built into the agreement is we are recognizing the dinim of Goyim. And that's a big no-no, because that's a big against it. The second one is where we both agree that we're going to just adjudicate that.
I'm not talking about the Sefer Tumas. I'm talking about the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Mem Ches. No, we're not adjudicating them. We're going to Basin, it says. And Basin will give us to Shema. Because it happens to be the Goy's law.
The first one is also the case of Sam. First, where they want to make a claim, the technical claim, call it Osei Al-Gash. You say that you can't say call it Osei Al-Gash, which is against the...
So you're saying, Shmuel's saying he's not passing like Rashba, he's only passing like Rashba if you don't speak it out, but if you speak it out, it works. So really he's passing like the Sefer Tumas. And the same case is when you speak it out, that's what Shmuel says. A very clever thing to say.
That means the Rashba
is rejected. The problem is that the Shulchan says the source of his halacha in the first one is the Rashba.
That if you do something, I'll be the view in the Malchus. So it's like Kilu Masur Roshovich.
No.
No.
Yep. This is a complicated thing. No, it's not.
Okay.
So let's read out what the Akhridim say. So they say for called Orach Lasadik. May not have heard of it, but he's a very old Akhrun. Orach Lasadik. He's a very old Akhrun. And he says the following answer, which a lot of the Akhrenim also go for. Hakamon, we have to understand a bit of the Rashba, a bit deeper. The low cockpit Rashba, element of Mishpatea Okam. What's bothering the Rashba is, you don't choose, as Dan said, you don't choose the system of the court. As soon as you say, well, the whole system is a better system, that's the problem. But if you choose one of the laws, let's say, and you know, oh, that law is okay, that law you want to follow, it makes sense in our society to do such a thing. If you're doing it, not just, you're governed by the whole marechet, the whole system. You know, I'm not governed by the whole system. I just like this particular thing which they suggested is good. I want to follow that particular idea which they came up with. That is, say, even in the eyes of Rashba. The is of the Rashba is to say, the system which is bound by me is the Goyish system. And therefore, the first Shulchan Aruch is, we're talking about where he's saying, the system I want to be bound by is the Goyish system. The second one he's saying is, I don't want to be bound by the Goyish system. I just like this particular law which the Goyish system came up with. I want to be bound by this particular idea of theirs, which they came up. That's not a problem. Now, my question over here, just for clarity, is how does We know that in the first case he wants to be bound by the system, and the second case is he only wants to follow that particular idea. It's more like, let's not get from Loshen. Just let's on the logic of the case. Even the case of the Rashba, the case came in front of him. He didn't ask what to the words. He just assumes. Why in the case of the Rashba, it's assumed that that case being bound by the system. But in the other case, which is what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about, I'm just following that particular idea. Why in the first, why is the Rashba? And also, I'm following the idea that the dowry goes back. Just that idea. Maybe I'm just following the idea. I get married, and I'm following that the dowry should go back. I'm not following the system, I'm following that idea. Then it should work. If I'm just following that idea. I'm not choosing the system, I just like that idea, it's good.
Because the father-in-law wants it in his favor, but then I feel that
No, maybe he's saying, I the questions are no good, I'm not following them, but they had a good idea, and that's what the practice over here. I'm following that idea, not the whole system, just the idea, which is okay.
Yeah, but the other side doesn't agree with
them. Yeah, but you didn't say, this is what we practice over here. This is what we practice over here.
Yeah, but here both of them agree to it.
And over the other side says, I wasn't thinking at the time, I just got married. Yeah? Now, there's a logic based into the actual case.
In the second case, if they actually didn't they go to the Dine Benson, the Dine Benson, that shows that they really want to be under the rule of Benson. And therefore, it's only...
Fine, okay, but there's something in the Rashba's case that says that they're choosing the whole Merechet, the whole system, not choosing the idea. And it's the case itself. It's the story itself. It's not the words that the Rashba are saying. That's your story.
In fact, you're dealing with Kedushin. Kedushin is a Torah concept, and also you're mixing in showing their Torah. It should be monetary agreements, only monetary. There's no Dabar Shem Kedusha associated with it. That makes sense. Only one
Kedusha, Tzuman Talah. Okay, that's why he's saying the words. Let's say that's not done, but I'll get you. You'll win the case, not because of your words afterwards. You win the case because you're just choosing the idea, not the system. So let me ask you a question, and this question will answer your question. When you got married,
again, back my marriage.
I wasn't speaking to you. Was I looking at you? I think you're thinking about it too much. When you all got married. Now, under the chuppah, when you're married, you're saying, hurry up, look at this. What are you thinking about, if you're thinking? What are you thinking about? What are you thinking about? What? Making a kinyan? That's kosher. What else? What else? Huh? What are you thinking about? Okay, marriage. What does marriage mean? No, but no. Besides the to decide the zivik sheni type of kavanas, not zivik rishon kavanas. What? No, I'm not talking about Briska who's getting married. So another person's getting married.
Family, building a home.
Building a home, building a family. Are you thinking about death at that time?
No.
Are you thinking about, oh, she's going to go first? What happens to the money? Are you thinking about that?
Well, there are some money
that okay.
Probably at the top of their mind.
Okay. So therefore, it's not even when you're making the kinyan or the transaction, the concept of death is not even in your mind. Or she's going to die first, and what's going to be with the money? That's not in your mind at all. So in order for the father-in-law to be able to get back the money which of the dowry, he can't say it's because you were thinking at the time that you know what, you're going to die first, and then if you die first, he's not thinking about it. What does das mean? Das of that, what's the das of the idea? To make a das of the idea, it means you have to thinking about the idea. If you're not thinking about the idea or speaking out the idea, then you're not, that's not an idea at all. So what, how,
if I buy
let me finish, and then you can see. How can the father not get back the money? Not by saying, we've made the condition to choose this idea. Because you didn't make that condition, because you were waiting, thinking about it, you weren't even hoping it would ever happen. What were you saying? You know what? When we get married, of course we follow whatever the Goyish system tells us to do. I'm not talking about death, I'm not even thinking about it, but whatever the Goyish tells us, and under all our monetary issues in our marriage, whatever it is, death, life, whatever it is going to be under the system. That's the only way, the only card which the father-in-law can say to get his dowry is, they say, there was no thinking about a specific law or specific thing. Well, everyone agrees no one would be doing that at the time. The only thing would be to say is that we're bound by the Goyish system, and therefore part of the Goyish system is now the dowry goes back. Of course, we won't think about that. We're bound by the conditions of whatever they tell us. Now, to do that, that's also, that's what the Rosh Hashanah says. You can't do that. And therefore, it's not valid. But he agrees, if you speak it out, or the umdala, you're thinking about it, then a vada, the specific law you can choose and say, this is good idea, the not the system. Even the Rosh.
You said the Rosh the Feirish, that even if you speak it out.
Even you speak out. What? Speak out that we're governed by the Goyish system, is also said the Rosh.
That's what he said.
Yes. The whole system, so even you speak out, I'm governed by the whole system of the Goyim, doesn't work. But to speak out that this law which the Goyim brought in, this particular one, I want to be governed by, that's okay. And that you can't say by the marriage because no one was thinking about death at that time. You can only say the system and that's not right. But in the other case, they spoke out specifically. I want to go after a Ploni, and that's what we do over here. And that's a specific law, so therefore it works. Okay. So now, back. Finally, back to our original site. Tell me, and this is now the question in front of you. This woman who was working as a secretary for 4 years, in the middle of the fifth year, she was fired. She now comes to the place and basically they owe me pitsuim, and I'm pregnant, you can't fire me, so you have to pay until I'm out of the pregnancy period, and you have to do a pitsuim on that, so it's like 5 years you have to pay, not just 4 years. And they said, what are you doing? That's all Goyish laws. We're not bound by it. We didn't make those conditions. We didn't speak it out. We're a Chaimish place. We go only going to Torah. So
it's
therefore...
It's not Goyish.
So, fine, it's Goyish. Anything that's...
Jews that made
the, that's Goyish. That's, you're going to see the Chazanish, that's even worse. Yeah. Yeah. It's not the Merakat Torah. This thing it is. Any system which is a system of laws which is not Torah is a bizarre, whether it's a Jew or Goy making it up.
Wait a minute. You have Zion probably here.
Now we're getting into the Nimachos of the Nifik. We'll get. So now the question is that case like the case of the Rashba where it's not going to work and Eshel doesn't get these bits to him? Or is it like the case of the year of Acharech or the Ploni where it does work? Are you choosing a system to be governed by, or are you choosing a specific law? If it's a system, it doesn't work. Or if you're using a specific law to govern our relationship, then it does work. What's this case of the secretary? A specific law where it works, or a system that wants to govern our relationship together and therefore it doesn't work? Which one is it?
It's a specific law. It's a specific law.
Pacific law, Pacific law. Anyone say system?
Yeah,
Shmuel
says system.
They've been following the system.
I say system.
You say system.
Yeah,
okay.
Everything else. There's a lot of laws.
How can
you
now invalidate the system? You get paid according to the system.
The minhag of that, whatever it's doing, with employees and employers, you get competitive advantage. You're not going to have that benefit.
What do we say is the determining factor if it's a specific law or month of laws? All the whole system. What's
what
the
thinking about the time
of ending the relationship?
Now, she's definitely thinking about.
Is an employee thinking about when what's going to be when we depart,
yes,
when we make the agreement originally?
Absolutely.
Or not?
Yes.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So therefore, if she's thinking about that, she's not binding herself by the system in order to get the benefits. She's actually saying, when we going in, we're choosing these laws out of the whole system to be our relationship. Yes. And if he doesn't speak it out, yeah, he has to speak it out. This is what it was. No, he has to speak out. Yeah, he has to be. So you see, Mr. Karelitz, he's Paskins, number one. Number nine. Mash Yesh Chok, Shiesh Shalavata, Obed Mobed, Sabemse Hashonah. That is a law that says you can't fire your worker in the middle of the year. Kagosh Nogokach. since there's a minhag like that, Harikul Makabo Pol, if you hire a worker who Adas Kain, you're taking on that condition amongst your employment contracts. In Kain Avik Mukhoy Shalalato, you're saying, I can't fire you in the middle. You can't fire a woman who's pregnant. When you fire a woman to work, you dare she could get pregnant. If you don't speak it out, you're saying that particular law I'm saying is part of our agreement. I can't fire. That's a part of her wage, a part of her agreement. And that's the minog, not based on the system, but based on a specific law. It's machayev, because even the Rashba agrees in such a case. Mr. Shem, we'll carry on next week. But,